certainly excited about what they heard on Saturday in the fourth round. The 17th overall pick of the Los Angeles Chargers won Travis Burke, the left tackle from the University of Memphis and now an NFL offensive lineman. And he joins us now on Sports 56 Mornings. Travis, congratulations. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
So give us the whole rundown on Saturday, where you were, how you were contacted, and just the whole reaction. And did you have an inkling that maybe the Chargers were going to take you?
It was just, you know, a life-changing feeling. My heart kind of, like, dropped. I was at Airbnb in Fort Lauderdale with my family, and we were all just sitting there, and it was getting, like, early day three, and it just, like, I felt my pocket vibrate, and I just heard Coach Harbaugh and the whole coaching staff back there celebrating and stuff, happy to have me. But I, to be honest, had a feeling it was going to be a far team because I just didn't know the Chargers, but they did show a lot of signs. The scout had told me I was a top 55 tackle, and Harbaugh talked to me at the combine, so.
Oh, he did talk to you there at the combine, so thought maybe,
yes,
maybe the Chargers. So you thought at first one of the Miami, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, somebody would take you from Florida?
I didn't think it was going to be a Florida team. I just figured it was going to be out of state.
Oh, okay.
And it was going to be far.
So you kind of answered because you said you felt your pocket. I would think as you're sitting there, you would have that, you'd just be staring at your phone. Like, what are you doing during that time to try and relax or whatever, waiting for that call to come?
I just kept pacing around the house eating food. I couldn't look at my phone.
What was the snacks of choice to keep you occupied?
My girlfriend ordered a pizza and wings for the house. So we had pizza, wings, some garlic bread, some leftover Colombian, Dominican food in the fridge. So
nice.
I had a variety of options.
There's two things I would be concerned with if I was a player about to be drafted in the NFL. One, that my phone was charged to capacity. I can't imagine, like, if you were down low with the charge and all of a sudden the phone goes out. And two, take it a little bit easy with the food, because although I guess you could take a call while you're doing your business in the bathroom, I don't want to be there when I'm getting a call from an NFL head coach. But what exactly did Jim? Because Jim Harbaugh is known as a pretty reserved, quiet guy on, like, when he's talking. But we know how revved up of a coach he can be. He's very animated. But when he talks to people, he seems to be short on words and very to the point. What did he say to you exactly, Travis?
He was just super excited for me. He asked what I was doing, and he was like, let me see the fam. And then he was just super excited, and he was celebrating. And he FaceTimed me, showed me the whole staff, and he was just telling me how they were all there and happy to have me and excited to get to work.
So since your season ended, what have you been doing? What has been the process to get ready for the draft and now ready for your NFL career?
Well, since the end of the season, I've obviously had to maintain the ankle injury because I had fractured my ankle in November. So trying to get that whole process of recovering my ankle and staying in shape and, like, just getting back in the football groove before the combine, that was really the main thing. So just making sure my ankle was fully healed before the draft, and, you know, Bomberitos took care of my ankle as well as Memphis did before I had left back to Florida. And then I was just able to thankfully be fully recovered before the draft.
Oh, wow. So the ankle's 100% right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when do the rookie mini camp start and then OTAs? What's the schedule look like moving forward now?
All I know is that on May 6th, I have to head up there for rookie mini camp.
Okay, and I assume they take care of all the travel and get you all set up, and so you get there on their dime. They're taking care of all that, and it makes it pretty easy for you to get there, right? You don't have to set up and make arrangements yourself.
Yes, sir.
So that's a week from today. So a week from today, you'll be there. How long are you there for then?
I think it's like June 27th, I think.
Okay.
Before whatever happens next.
So have you, after they draft you, you know you're going there, are you like immediately looking at like what they've got on the offensive line, how you might fit in, all that stuff? Or how do you kind of look at that as to where you might fit in?
I've looked at the roster and who they have. You know, I'm just excited to go in there, and it's a new culture for myself and just to work with some of the veteran guys there. And to learn from the coaches, it's just exciting, and it'll be fun.
Do you happen to know anybody by chance, maybe from other stops in your collegiate career, that's actually on the Chargers team or any of the coaches? Have you had any kind of relationship with any of those people in that organization?
Well, I know Greg will be there.
Yeah, Dwosia. Yeah, so he was an undrafted free agent, correct?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? There.
And then one of the tight ends at the Chargers, Aronde Gadsden, I know him.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. Played Little League football together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really?
Well, that's somebody to lean on. That's extremely important. You got your buddy from the University of Memphis in the OCA, and then you got a veteran who can help you with what goes on as a pro, because you got to learn how to be a professional, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Being from Florida, were you happy that it's a warm weather place you're going to?
Yes. I'm glad it's a warm weather place.
were you dodging calls from like Buffalo was on the clock? Like, please don't call. Please don't
Green
call.
Bay, Green Bay on the line for Travis.
No. Ignore that call. Ignore.
Nah. I would never do that for weather. Memphis was cold, but I love my hot weather.
Well, compared to everywhere, I think. Compared to, you know, right, everything's cold. But obviously it gets hot in Memphis. But speaking of Memphis, you came here to the University of Memphis. You were at, Gardner-Webb, Florida International. What was the experience like playing at the University of Memphis?
It was different. I would say, you know, my whole college career, I've been in and out of different schools and different cultures, different locker rooms, different coaching staffs. And I feel like Memphis specifically, just their coaching staff, their culture in the locker room, like I think Coach Silverfield did a really good job with all the kids in there, because, you know, whether win or loss, those kids were so passionate about football. Like, we all enjoyed coming to work every day and to get better. And just to listen to what all of our coaches had to say next, leading into the next day. And it was just a good experience, you know, with the whole O-line room, Coach Deal, Coach Myers, just the way they bought into us and did everything they could to advance our technique and always finding ways to get us better.
At the NFL level, do you believe you'll be a right tackle like you were in college?
I think I'll be a swing tackle, so I'm just looking to wherever they want to put me.
So you're listed at 6'9", 325. You can't do anything about the height. The height stays at 6'9", but what about the weight? Do you need – I mean, to me, that's big, and you're pretty quick too. So you're quick for a big guy, but – you think you're going to need to put on a little more weight, take off a little, and like what's your situation as far as weight is concerned?
Well, the things that they see on the weight, they actually don't know how much I weigh, because right now I'm 6'9", 340, so.
Well, that was after all the pizza, right, the other day?
No, not from all the pizza. That's from before the pizza, the eating good.
The eating good, you were 340, right?
Yeah, the pizza probably just added on, but.
So you think 340 is a good weight? You feel comfortable with that?
Yes, sir. I was at when I did the pro day, I was 332.
Okay.
Were you when you did pro day with the numbers, the things that you did, were you at that point happy with what you did and thought you put yourself in a good spot, or were you like afterward thinking, "Man, I wish I would have done this a little bit better," or whatever?
obviously there were some things on the field that I had wished I did a little better, but I was just grateful for the opportunity, and I was happy with what I did.
So at the combine, were you healthy, and were you working out at the combine or just doing interviews?
No, I was doing everything at the combine. I ran the 40. I ran the O-line drills, and then that was all I did there.
And as far as did you talk with all the teams, just a few of the teams? How did that go?
I probably did talk to all the teams, minus maybe a few, but I had like four formal meetings, and then they had the informals. So when I was down there at the informals, it was like teams were grabbing me like left and right. It felt like.
Now you go to I was going to say San Diego. You go to Los Angeles with the Chargers, Justin Herbert, their quarterback, as a, I'm sure, a big fan of the NFL and now a player in the National Football League. I'm sure you kept close dibs on what was going on with the league while you were still playing at the University of Memphis. What do you think of a guy like Justin Herbert that he'll be your starting quarterback, of course, in Los Angeles? What about him that you like from what you've seen on television?
To be honest, I haven't really watched him. To be honest, I haven't really watched football too much. Like,
you don't watch NFL on Sundays, don't you? Get you're usually at practice on Sundays, right? And then you have the day off on Monday when you're at Memphis, right?
Yeah, so I was usually like watching film on our next opponent, or like watching film from our practices, or I was taking care of my body in the training room. Like, I was never home watching Sunday football, unless they had it on in the training room, and
right.
I peek by it. But
right, maybe a Monday night game when you have a day off. That's a good point, man. That's a guy dedicated to his craft. But
yeah,
Justin Herbert, one of those still relatively young. I don't say very young, but still relatively young, big armed quarterbacks that people are waiting for him to break out. Maybe he needs a little more protection, which you're gonna add to it, Travis.
Yes, sir.
How much did you know about Jim Harbaugh before, talking to him?
To be honest, not too much.
Really?
That's fine.
Not too much, to be honest. I just knew him and his brother are two really amazing coaches.
Yeah, just don't say anything about his khaki pants. You'll see a lot of khaki pants. That's his thing. That's his apparel. He's the pretty much, you know what you're going to get with Harbaugh, but I mean, he has turned a lot of players into champions, whether it be at the collegiate level, the pro level. Really good coach. I'm very happy for you. People around here are extremely happy for you, representing Memphis as a fourth round pick in the NFL draft. He is Travis Burke. He will be playing for the Los Angeles Chargers, and we'll be rooting for you the entire way, Travis. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck out there in Los Angeles.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care.